Oh, yes.
Yes.
Welcome to the fucking Grandpa Hour. We're talking grandpas all goddamn hour.
Yeah, we're talking about Chappelle. He's in Grandpa.
Talking Chappelle, Grandpa.
Mentally, Grandpa. This is the Chappelle special just came out as of the moment of this recording, probably 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a timely discussion about the Chappelle special. Now, where are we? Mid-January?
I think this is Thanksgiving week.
Thanksgiving week.
So get your fucking yams, get your pussy holes cleaned up, wax them so that for your family, so you don't see your family with a hairy ball nut sack.
This is the third episode we've done so far.
In the cabin.
And Adam has been late to all.
Every single, well, actually not the.
Not the second one.
Not the second one. Uh-oh. Crinkly.
Mm-hmm.
Crinkly Mike.
The diaper crinkly.
Plug?
Just watch.
No,
just
it's your diaper.
It's probably your diaper.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my diaper.
Oh, you've got new.
Oh, you do have a diaper.
You got new diapers.
Yeah, I got silent, more stealth-like diapers.
The James Bond collection. Yeah.
Diapers, yeah, diapers for a man with a license to kill.
With a license to come in your pants.
Silent diapers, 007. That way you can bust in your pants being detected.
Yes. That's wonderful.
I told you.
A Time Too Soon starring James Bond.
I told
and
you.
No time to bust.
Yeah, a Time Too Soon and a villain has injected James Bond with a poison that makes him bust early.
No.
So they send him to a casino to do spy stuff, and he's like just coming in his pants.
He's like,
you know, and then he's like, oh, hit me. And then he already has like 20 showing.
Yeah.
And they're like, bust. And he's like, I already did.
Don't mind if I do. Like, oh. His eyes crossed. Yeah.
Spectre has a new device that will kill anyone who's busted in the casino.
Yeah.
And
shit.
For some reason, they've done this. Well, how do I have to get the antidote? And then Q's like, yeah, that's when he makes a diaper.
The diaper is the antidote.
Yeah, it's a silent diaper. No, it's not the antidote, but he has to learn how to control.
He conceals the bust?
Yeah.
Because you said anyone who busts dies. So if
well,
he busts
James
in a
Bond,
diaper.
James Bond is, you know, he's fueled by horniness.
Yeah.
So, like, if you notice in the movies, he never actually fucks the women. He's just edging the entire time. There's never been a Bond movie where you actually see him bust.
No, there hasn't.
He busts at the end of the movie, and that's why the women disappear.
That's
they
true.
Die
he's like,
afterwards.
He's like, yeah, fuck doing work. I've came.
Ooh,
I
bossed James.
I'm putting my phone on D&D. Once my refractory period is ended, I can go back to saving the world for pussy.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so Spectre finds this out. They inject him with a poison that makes him bust immediately.
Mm.
And because of that, it's like, you know, he shows up to the
casino.
They
don't just kill him.
They're like, James, we need you to go to the Monte Carlo and find out just exactly what's Le Negra is up to.
Okay, all right.
And
just don't say the name.
Welcome to my casino.
No.
In Casino Royale.
It's good to see you.
What are the guys?
It's good to see you at my casino, Mr. James Bond.
Okay, his name is something else, though. You can keep the voice or you can keep the name. It can't be both.
Perhaps you would like one of your famous Martinez.
Look, you can have dessert, but you can't have. You gotta have a little bit of fucking meat. You know, you gotta have some meat with your little.
You can't
riff.
Have
and
cake.
Now to, you can't have cake and fucking ice cream.
Yeah.
Now to parade out a string of women scantily clad. James Bond's like sweating.
Yeah.
Whatever. He's like,
yeah, and he busts, and then he's like.
And then he's like, "No, Mr. Bond, I believe you had questions you wanted to ask me." And he's like, "No, I want to go home and eat bugles."
I was just going to say, where can I get some pizza?
Yeah, I'm trying to have a cigarette on the couch.
Actually, gambling.
Gambling and whatever gay bullshit you're up to, I don't care about.
It's time to play Doom Eternal.
Where can I get Ben and Jerry's? I'd like a Ben and Jerry's, and I'd like to watch the fourth quarter of an NBA, the West Coast NBA game after she's gone home.
I'm just going to call myself the Uber.
I'm going to call myself an Uber. I think I can still catch Kings Warriors.
It's a 30-point game, but it's worth not hanging out with her. Anything.
Perhaps I'll put on season 3 of Trailer Park Boys and eat
show.
Reese's Pieces.
Let me ask you, do you remember the episode where Ricky is tearing out all of the pipes from his father's house?
It was a very funny episode, James.
I just really want to watch that scene, or maybe the one where he can't get the grocery cart up the hill.
Yeah, that's very funny too.
Do you remember when Ray has to go live in the trash and he's being attacked by trash bees?
Remember when Bubbles has an evil puppet who makes him do evil stuff?
That's a good one.
That's a pretty good one.
Remember when they're stealing meat and the Christmas presents? And Julian says to the security guard, "These are our presents. You have no right to look at them. We're leaving."
I feel like James Bond is based off of Julian, kind of, in a lot of ways.
Yeah, Julian's a very
one of the most suave guys I can think of.
Dude, man, that show was so fucking
always
good.
Always got a drink.
I know.
That show, I was like, you know, I was like in love with that show.
Of course.
When I was like 19, exactly. Found Trailer Park Boys.
Exactly, dude.
I would like wake up and I'm like, I wonder what Ricky and Julian are up to today.
Yeah, dude. I remember I would show it to everyone. If they didn't like it, I'd be like, we can't be friends.
Yeah.
You're a piece of shit. My cousin didn't like it. I was like, go fucking watch some bullshit, bitch.
I loved that show.
Yeah.
Just even now, I can kind of close my eyes and finally think of Ricky wiping the top of the car off with a hockey stick.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Shouts out to
Elliot Page.
Elliot.
Mm-hmm.
Got to start. And I believe...
Just a young buck.
In the acting game. I believe he was a bottle kid. That's the other... No. Who was a bottle kid? I love how everyone... Whenever the... It was a... I think Ricky's daughter was a bottle kid for a second. Wasn't she? She was.
Trina?
Trinity, right?
Trinity.
That's such a good name for a poor person's kid.
Yeah.
Trinity.
And then I loved when Ricky's wife got breast implants.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome.
Let's just remember more.
That was just awesome from a busting perspective. Yeah. Not really. From a wanting to fuck
the
ladies.
They go to the Rush show, pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Steve French and the Cougar.
They kidnap Geddy Lee.
Yeah.
Did they kidnap Geddy Lee or they kidnap Alex?
No, it's not Geddy Lee. It's
the guitarist. It's,
yeah.
What's his name? Alex.
I don't remember. Suck my fucking penis, my dick cannot get hard. I am gay.
Alex Lifeson.
And my dick cannot get hard. That's right.
Yeah. They did
and my dick cannot get hard.
They did a talk when I was in college.
Unless and I fuck a man.
Hold my penis. I went to go see them give a talk.
Yes, I see the dicks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Go ahead, Adam.
No, that's it. It was just
awesome. Well, there goes the momentum of... And my dick cannot get hard.
We can get back in a rush.
Unless I fuck a man.
That's all I have.
And those who hurt my penis, they hurt it in the head.
Did I? Oh, yeah.
The black people and the artists must be the ones who die.
It's just like fascist Rush.
Yeah.
So we can mold a new reality based on our phenotypes.
Damn. That would be so annoying if racists had good music.
Yeah, well, they are like a libertarian band.
Are they?
Yeah.
That's so they like to fuck kids?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The age of consent.
Well, if you listen to lyrics in Working
basically
Man,
basically
like,
tyranny.
You know, I'm like, I'm at work all day. I don't get a break, and that's good.
Uh-huh.
Unions
really?
Are bad.
That's hilarious.
No, I don't know.
Oh.
Well, I guess that's why they call me. They call me a fucking fag.
That's right, stop.
Getting sucked off. Getting my dick sucked by a man. Inside my ass.
S-U-C-C.
Inside my ass.
S-U-C-C. My penis. S-U-C-C. My penis.
S-U-C-C.
S-U-C-C. Oh, I forgot about our friend Sebastian.
Our friend?
Your friend.
That's right.
Not my bird.
Yeah, it's still crazy. Like, he's a crab. I swear he's a fucking
lobster.
Well,
he's got lobster vibes.
He's a fucking
lobster.
He's
a red crab.
The color's not the problem.
He is a lobster. Yeah,
lobsters and crabs are the same color.
Same color.
We weren't like, oh, the color's wrong.
Maybe. No, you could have a blue crab.
He's got a rectangular head.
There's something about crabs it that just
don't,
reads.
Crabs don't have heads at all.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, the strawberries.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, by the way, these strawberries are fucking unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And I've been eating nothing but candy the last fucking... Yeah. I've been on the road eating like the dog shit.
Try one of these strawberries.
These strawberries are a fucking...
Tell me that's not the best.
Aristurgima.
I love a cold fruit.
Yeah.
So, yeah?
Yeah. Is that what you say?
Very clever.
Snap the surgical gloves off and put another body in the freezer.
I'm like a Dexter for homosexuals. Yeah.
No, you like him alive. Yeah. You just like him chilly.
I realized my son was gay, so I taught him to kill gay guys.
I would put him to use.
I was trying to figure
you
out.
You can suck cock, but you have to exterminate.
I was
exterminate
to a John Lithgow impression by myself, like, weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I think I was in the car just driving somewhere, and I kept being like, I'm a fag. And it's like, you know, people have to see me.
Right.
Like, what? Like, nobody's going to be like, oh, John Lithgow.
Right.
I was trying to figure out John Lithgow.
Yeah.
His famous line.
His famous line from Harry and the Hendersons. He met Harry trying to have gay sex in the woods.
That's right.
He met Harry cruising, and then a Bigfoot was fucking his ass through a glory. He was like, wow, this dick is
Bigfoot's
huge.
Bigfoot's really ruined the woods for gay guys. Mm-hmm. That just used to be a place you could have honest gay sex.
Dude, I bet you...
And then Bigfoot's
if you were a gay guy, you'd probably be thrilled to fuck Bigfoot.
All those old New England, you know, like tales and mythology about witches and stuff in the woods. Those were all just homosexuals out in the woods having sex with each other.
Yeah, putting
and
on
they
costumes.
Blamed it on
like,
women.
No, literally, yeah. It was like, you know, they'd go out in the woods, they'd start a little fire, and they'd butt fuck each other. So, a child would walk out there, and they'd be like, what the fuck is this? Yeah. And they're like, oh, it's women.
It a must woman be a, made me
it
do this.
It must be a loose woman.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe just a high-pitched gay guy laughing.
Yeah.
They did a joke. They were doing...
So when women are like, they used to persecute us and, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And
it's like, well, oh, that's my favorite type of...
Oh, yeah.
That's my favorite type
Mad
of...
Mad about the Salem witch trials. Pretend,
yeah, yeah. A white woman being like, we went through it.
That was our slavery. Yeah.
It's like, okay, also, what did you go through, bitch?
Yeah. Okay.
What years?
Yeah, yeah.
Tell
yeah.
me any of the details.
Yeah.
Where did these murders happen? Yeah, what was the name of the town?
Yeah.
Salem. Who did it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's all fake. I agree.
They were asking for it.
And you know, some of the, yeah, I do. It is pretty funny how, like,
do you remember that play, The Crucible?
Yeah.
Did you read it in school?
Yeah. I don't really remember what
happened.
I thought
it was pretty good, honestly.
It probably was pretty good. But
pretty cool.
It's pretty funny that they were like.
They had a slave character, Tituba, in it. And
that's a cool name.
I remember in English class. My teacher didn't know if she should choose the one black girl to do it.
Yeah.
Or if she should have someone just read, like, the broken English as a white person.
Yeah, that's a real tough. That's
kind of a crossroads.
That's tough being, like, a fucking liberal-ass 24-year-old English teacher that's like,
No, she was, like, in her 60s. She was the best teacher I ever had. But that
really?
That was a real Sophie's choice.
What was good about her?
She let you turn things in as late as you wanted.
That's awesome.
She would always tell you how much stress you're under.
Mm.
Yeah. And how hard it is to be a kid.
Yeah.
A high school student.
I do love the teachers.
She's so nice.
Yeah.
She's the nicest lady I've ever met.
And you still remember something from her class. That's a testament.
I remember all the books. I felt bad about lying.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
I used to cheat going up like through the years and then.
You get to her class.
And then I felt bad about lying to her.
So that's how you cure Jews.
Yeah, you have to be nice.
Yeah.
Hitler never tried.
We've discovered a cure for Jews.
Yeah, Hitler should have been like, come in, there's pastrami, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
All you can eat. Yeah, dude. That's what Hitler fucked up.
Yeah.
He could have been friends with Jews. He could have used them to do his business deals and trick like Italy and France and everybody around them. And you could have tricked Poland.
Oh,
with Jewish accounting.
He could have cut some great deals.
He could have cut some great deals. If you just get all the Jews on deck and you're like, look, trick Poland into giving me land so we don't have to kill nobody. We don't have to go fuck up those guys and horses or whatever.
Yeah.
Remember that story where it was a bunch of Polacks that just got on horses to try and beat
I think that was
Hitler?
WW1.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was like right after
the story of Hidalgo.
After the invention of the Hidalgo, machine gun, the Polacks only had swords and horses. They just walked into
and sorry about
the Americans did that too, right? At the beginning of World War One, or even maybe World War II.
Yeah, that's World War One was all like they couldn't figure out how to fight war anymore because of like
There was no honor in it anymore.
Yeah, you
it
couldn't just get on two a horse, guys on either horse, side of a field, like two teams just running
single
into
combat.
The middle. Yeah. But then they invented machine guns. They're like, all right, we got to stay in holes.
That sucks, dude. I wish you had to fucking fight it out.
But there was, I think it was at the beginning of World War One. The Americans just showed up wearing like...
The Doughboys.
Yeah, like cardboard clothes and fucking riding horses in the machine gun fire.
That's awesome. It's funnier to think of Polish people doing it, though.
No, it's a really good Wikipedia entry. The Polish military in World War One.
Yeah, yeah. You're telling me with the help of some Jews, Hitler couldn't have tricked those guys into giving up fucking Warsaw?
Oh, easy, dude. They're drunk already.
Yeah, he fucked up, dude. And that's what I've always said.
Yeah.
Hitler fucked up. That's a long been my stance.
Mm.
I'm trying to think if I had a good English teacher. I had an English teacher that I had a nice variety. I had had a couple old black ladies. One was really fucking, she was really good.
Mm-hmm.
We would have like really good discussions, and then out of nowhere, she was so religious. She was like born again.
Yeah.
And so out of nowhere, she would just hit you with some like super annoying like, and so we'd be talking about like a gay character or something, and then she'd be like, and obviously their lifestyle is disgusting. And like she'd be really good at like the themes and all this shit, and then out of nowhere, she'd hit you with like, you
That's
know,
so funny.
Abortion is, you'll go to hell. You know, and it's like, okay, bitch. And then I had that, the perfect traditional like, every gay kid now talks about, which is like, your English teacher, pleasure to have in class type of, like, the young, like, white, idealistic, like, English teacher that comes to teach in Baltimore City or whatever.
Oh, like the Teach for America kid?
Yeah, so she had those kind of vibes, but I felt bad for her because she was pretty young, and my girl was going straight up bald, like, female baldness, where it's just, like, a weird little, like, it looks like a... I don't know what the fuck Kadaifi is, the Greek dessert, but it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, do be looking like Kadaifi.
Just like mining for a reference and going to desserts that exist outside the bounds of the English language.
It sounds like a word from Dune.
It's like fucking just like she straight up had a coma.
Yeah, just wispy.
Wispy, yeah. Fuck, what's Kadaifi? Anyway.
What kind of dessert is that?
It's like...
It's called the bald woman.
It's like honey, and it's like these like spindly things of phyllo.
Mm. I think I've seen that.
Anyway.
It's weird being a balding woman, because it's like, what do you do with that?
Oh, yeah.
No, you're fucked.
Yeah, you just like have to not acknowledge that.
It's this shit. You guys ever seen this?
Well, you get a wig, honestly.
Mm-hmm. I've seen a billion things that look like that.
A piece.
You go to a bakery, there's always shit like that.
That's like baklava with spindles on top.
It's spindly phyllo dough.
I don't know the difference between that and rugelach.
No, come on.
No, that's different.
I know it's different, but I don't know. I don't know desserts. I don't know vegetables.
There is a place.
I don't know desserts.
There is a place.
It's fine strands of dough wrapped around a nut filling. It's kind of like
which
my
is
fucking
what's that lady's head look like?
That's what the ladies, the fine strands of phyllo dough.
Yeah, that's a rough look for a lady.
And I had a bad boy transformation in the middle of
year.
Like, I was like, for in ninth grade or whatever, I don't remember when it was. I had like an acting out phase where I turned into, I was just like, you know, I was like, you know what? I'm not one of the gay kids who likes English.
Yeah, now, I'm not good.
I'm cool now. I started selling weed.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm a fucking bad boy.
Yeah.
So, and then she went from liking me to being like, you are not the kid I had
you
last
lied
year
to me.
Or some shit like that. It's like, bitch, check your fucking feelings.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck.
Maybe that's why she went bald. Mm-hmm. She was like, I got to show him how bad it's going to be. He's going
to
end up here.
I hope she's doing good, though. I have no ill will towards her. And then my
she's somewhere looking like Mr. Garrison.
Yeah, dude, it's tough. It was a tough look. And then my last English teacher was, she was just like straight up fucking senile and stupid as shit. It was fucking awesome.
That
you
was
could
so
cheat
fun.
So easily.
Having
like,
having a senile teacher was probably one of the most fun things.
She was like cross. If she took her eyes, she's one of those like people that if you took her glasses off, her eyes just stopped focusing. Like she had like super strong glasses, and yeah, she was awesome. She was so fucking stupid. It was easy to cheat in that class, but I didn't learn shit that whole year. I was all that was a Cliff Notes year because it was like this bitch doesn't.
You know, I never really even bothered. Bothered to cheat. I'd just fail everything.
Yeah. Respect. You were more honest.
Well, I was really honest. It's, you know what? I thought about it because I used to think it's like, damn, I was just like a lazy kind of loser, which I am.
Yeah.
But it's also, too, it's like I knew I just wanted to do stand-up the whole time.
That's good that you had that knowledge that early.
I thought I wanted to be the president of the United States. I thought I could cheat my way up there.
Yeah, no, literally, it was the only thing I ever wanted to do. So I think back and it's like I would always try to be the funniest.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was like schoolwork for me.
Right. You would punch in trying to get a laugh. Mm-hmm. See, I was in denial and I would be the funniest just like because I was just like, this is fucking gay. Let me make fun of somebody. Mm. Or, I hate working.
It was really powerful to make fun of an adult teacher and make all of the kids in class.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of the best.
Which never happened to you.
Yeah, that did not happen.
It happened.
And mostly Adam was
I was
made
really
fun
mean
by the teacher. We're like, we're going
to
learn English today, but just real quick, let's take a look at the cheese faggot over here.
That's not true.
May I point your attention to the cheese faggot? Price check on cheese faggot, aisle one.
I don't even know
price
where.
Check on cheese faggot, trying to speak without raising his gay hand. What's the matter, pussy? Wrist too limp?
Yeah, it's true. Hand too
welcome heavy. To class.
Hand too heavy.
Welcome to badass English. I'm going to make Shakespeare cool. Where art thou, Romeo? Are you in the cheese aisle?
Yeah. Getting sucked off.
Getting fucking special cheese that tastes like piss.
Why am I the cheese? I don't even like cheese.
Nobody
it gives me
remembers.
A stomach.
We don't remember, but we remember that you were.
It's class, that's called apocryphal knowledge. Mm-hmm. Write that word down.
Yep.
A-P-O-C-R-Y-P-H-A-L.
Very good.
Very nice.
And what that means is we don't know why he's the cheese faggot.
We don't remember.
We don't remember.
It's been lost to time.
But one thing is for sure. He is
he
definitely
is.
The cheese fan.
He is, and we got a good laugh from it at the time and again.
Yeah, the only record is the laughter itself.
Well, because we remembered after you became you also became the oatmeal,
it carries through
the oatmeal raisin faggot.
Like when you forget the face of your dead grandfather, but you remember
the
his
feeling,
voice,
the feeling he gave you.
Yeah,
when you went when he made you look through garbage in the streets of Athens for good stuff.
Yeah.
Before when
your
he promised, when
your
he
raccoon
and,
grandfather.
And, yeah, he really was.
And
he
we got another word
trash.
For it is topographical, which is how we don't know what who Lamar's dad is, but we know he definitely had one.
Right. Right.
That's the teacher picking on the black kid class. Yeah, and the class is like, damn. And we're like, I'm sorry. Remember the cheese faggot? And they're like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way of getting out of going there.
Yeah.
Yeah, shouts out to my boy Stavros Halkias, my namesake. Mm-hmm. R.I.P.
It's weird that it's called Swiss cheese and not Jewish cheese.
Why? Because it's less cheese.
It's less cheese.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
They're like, maybe we cut a couple of holes out of it. And sell the holes of string cheese.
that's smart. Mm-hmm. That's really smart.
And we'll blame it on Swiss people.
Right.
We'll blame it on them.
And what are they going to do? They don't have an army.
They don't have an army. No one's going to go to
war
with
they're
Swiss
neutral. They can't go to war.
And Hitler discovered that plan. And he was like, I got to stand up for my...
And that was the beginning of the end.
You got to stand up for the Swiss.
My Teutonic Swiss brothers.
What's Teutonic mean?
German, I think.
Nice.
I honestly have no idea.
Does it?
No, in general. I mean, I guess you can use it as a stand-in, but I don't know exactly what the Teutons are or what that fucking
means. It sounds cool.
The Teuton sounds cool.
Teutonic.
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
I'm sure that's a type of people that one of these like the young
a Germanic tribe or Celtic tribe mentioned by Greek and Roman authors.
Yeah, the
oh, nice.
The
having qualities were related to classical German.
Yeah,
peoples.
It's like the thing I would say Gallic. It means roughly French, but mm-hmm, not necessarily.
Yeah, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it's the equivalent of that.
Yeah,
the Teutons.
I'm sure one of these new. It's crazy that if you're like a right wing person now and you're young.
You're into
you have
that.
To be into like occultism and
Yeah.
Like, know all this shit about
that's
fucking
your history.
I guess. I don't know. That seems stupid to me.
That's, I guess that's the old, that's like the,
they all have to go to fucking, like, Latin mass.
It's so funny, dude, that everyone pretends to be, like, religious from, like, 400 years ago.
Well, the ultimate conclusion is they all become pagan.
Right.
They all go far enough back.
Well, hey, but if that just
that'd
ends
be
up
badass.
Being fucking having gay
that'd
sex
they're,
in the
they're
woods.
Doing Saturnalia on Christmas. They're like me and all my fucking
dude.
Bros.
Everything is a circle. They're all just going to turn into a bunch of fat women having sex with each other in the woods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and it's like at that witches. Point you might as well just go to college.
Yep,
isn't that what Amherst is?
Yeah, just stop being racist. Yeah. It's way easier.
Yeah, yeah, it is funny. Everyone's like talking about. Yeah, it does seem like racist people love like.
Dude, it's funny
Roman
how much that like alt-right is like because you know I mean I guess everything kind of just exists like on a you know like a superficial way, but that alt-right aesthetic kind of just like completely evaporated. Like, what is? I guess a lot of the top guys like went to jail or something or disappeared. Uh-huh. But was it Richard Spencer?
Spencer,
oh that guy.
Yeah,
I think it just came out that he's like divorced and broke, and
yeah,
that's pretty funny.
Yeah, his life is.
It was pretty
bad.
Funny when he got punched.
Yeah,
that was a good video.
Yeah,
he had Pepe the Frog button.
It was kind of a lame punch. I feel
it was still funny. He got punched.
Wasn't as satisfying as
it wasn't as satisfying as you'd like, but it was you know mm-hmm. you can't ask for that much.
I always said he had the vibe of a former fat.
100%.
You know what I mean?
Excuse me?
He had the vibe of
Nick's a former fat.
Yeah, but you know what? No, that is exactly
right.
You
know, there's a particular evil about certain former fat people.
Well,
yeah, if you don't learn how to be funny and you just lose weight out of spite instead of...
Well, just become evil.
And the thing is...
Instead of just smoking a bunch of cigarettes and not taking care of yourself.
You look for a way to get pussy, right?
Right.
And the perfect way is to learn to be funny. Because that's a fun, you're personable, all that shit. You have to learn social cues.
See,
you have
honestly,
to figure it
this
out.
Is where I disagree because I really don't think that I'd like tried to learn how to be funny to get pussy. It seemed like that's what you do.
Well, you also, okay, let me put it this way. You just lost weight and you were going to be funny, whatever. Yeah. But I'm talking about the like pudgy, doughy assholes that lose weight to get pussy. Mm-hmm. They have to figure out some kind of personality, some kind of trick to get you lose weight to get
and
pussy,
the one
right?
Women like the most is prep boy Nazi.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He found a way to like that was his ticket probably. Like there was a group of women that like
they were fucking Nazis.
Most people that have an identity, most dudes that have some weird identity, it's because they got pussy from it one time.
Exactly.
And they were like, all right, well, this is my whole life.
Commit.
I'm going to keep doing this over and over again. So that's definitely what happened with that guy, without question. Some dumb fucking bitch that was like, you know, I don't know, abortion's bad. You know what I mean? Like, fucking, I'm religious, and I'm scared of Mexicans. He was like, yep, me too. And then he just stayed racist.
Mm-hmm.
That's my guess anyway.
That's why I kind of have a hip-hop vibe about me. I got pussy one time from convincing a girl that...
No, you got pussy one time from an Asian girl. And look at you now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look how far I've come.
Chasing the dragon. And that's why you moved to New York and you just reap the benefits that...
I moved to Flushing, Queens.
That Woody Harrelson now.
Woody Harrelson,
Woody Allen.
White man can't get no Chinese pussy.
I got very disappointed to find out he's, because of COVID,
not
playing jazz at the Carlisle.
Fuck,
anymore.
Dude. At all?
I think he's not doing it.
He won't even do vaxxed and masked
shows. The coast is clear.
Yeah, dude.
You know that guy is not.
No, that's not the kind of guy that.
That's not a risk taker.
Woody is absolutely still like.
He only takes his risks in one particular way.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything else he plays incredibly safe.
Mm-hmm.
What? Disappointing number?
I mean, I'm just shocked.
Appalled?
I am. Shocked. Remembers the movie.
Well, let's talk about your teachers, Nick.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you have any memorable teachers?
I never had any kind of like special relationship with the teacher.
Not a single one.
No, I was always checked out.
There wasn't one that gave it a shot. Probably there was.
No. Yeah, no.
You were just that much of a little piece of shit.
I mean, I wasn't. It was just like you just show up to school. It was kind of everything was in one ear, out the other.
Mm-hmm.
I probably, like, what doctors now, because it didn't exist at the time, they would just call, like, ADHD or...
It definitely exists. What are you talking about? Yeah. So many kids in our fucking... They're putting kids on Ritalin and shit.
Yeah, but it was rich kids. It was always, like...
It was rich kids or it was kids that were, like, fucking act. I mean, they tried to put my little brother on, Nick, my brother Nick. He was just, like, completely hyperactive as a kid, but he had, like, little kid energy. And he was just a little, my boy was a little dumb back in the day.
It must be a learning disability.
Yeah. But Nick's, I mean, but my parents were like, no, fuck that. Yeah. And, which is good. I think it would, you don't want to put fucking, you want to give kids meth.
Yeah. No, you got to start doing that shit as a teenager.
You do it in fucking.
On your own.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got to make an adult decision.
You got to self-medicate as an adult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if your mom's giving you drugs, it's not going to make drugs seem cool.
Exactly.
Right? You're not going to want to do drugs.
Exactly. Yeah, like I've met fucking people that were like on Adderall since they were like 11.
Mm. Oh, it changes your brain chemistry.
And they're weird. They're fucking weird. But damn, there was never a... Was there any adult figure not in your family that you had like a... That took an interest?
Honestly, I mean, this is boring. Who cares? But
it's
literally, if I think to my childhood, what was an influence on me growing up, there is no other answer other than like The Simpsons and Daytime.
Yeah, I was going to suggest that.
It really isn't. I would think about The Simpsons constantly. I fucking like just like would deconstruct all of the jokes in my head and think about it. And then I got to the level like I knew like the fucking like serial numbers of episodes.
Oh, that's sick, dude. Whoa.
Yeah, just like real. I like really just was like only thought about The Simpsons.
That's actually really cute.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I would watch it, but it was like, it's like kind of in one ear, out the other.
Well, no, it was weird because I stopped watching it. I stopped watching it when it was like, you know, it got bad or whatever. But then when we all started hanging out, I remember going over like what's his name? Romaine?
Yeah, Romaine.
I always think that's not his name because it's a type of lettuce.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
What's that guy? You know, if there was a black guy, I was like, what's his name again? Asparagus?
Yeah, arugula.
Yeah.
We're going over arugula.
Oogula boogula's place. I'd be like, that's not right.
Romaine had the nice setup, though, dude. Yeah. He had the fucking video game.
Was he
divorced?
He was divorced. He had a Marvel versus Capcom tournament that he used to run.
That was the best thing to be in your early 20s and have a guy who's been divorced and has like
He
built his own gaming consoles too.
So sick.
We would watch The Simpsons there, and it was like I had not like sat down and watched that show, and it was like kind of like a weird, almost like religious experience, you know, back to church.
You're born again.
Because there is like I have like an emotional connection to some of those older episodes.
Yeah, dude, of course. Yeah, you remember. You remember the shit you were going
and then,
through.
Yeah, a lot of TV.
Yep.
A lot of like, but you know, just bad TV.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of course.
Like, I have, like, you know, that show Viper I put on.
Of course.
There's a two-part episode with an autistic savant.
Yes. Like, and really, as a child, that did something to you, huh? Yeah.
Well, I felt
you connected.
I felt bad for him. I felt bad for the retard that had to, like, team up with the car. Because he's this helpless retard.
Yeah,
bad for
and then you went
jealous.
Back to your spreadsheet as a 7-year-old on Simpsons serial numbers. Mm-hmm. That's so funny.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense though. There was never like a fucking like a uncle that got you McDonald's or some shit like that.
No. I wasn't molested by anybody.
No, I'm not turning it to molestation.
I know that's where you're going.
I was not. We've established you were molested.
You could
But it wasn't by a mentor.
Yeah.
It's important to know that I wasn't mentored.
You could also talk to an adult without being molested.
Yeah.
I'm just giving you a simple answer, which is like, I wasn't inspired by anybody.
Interesting. Imagine what one hug from like one cool old guy.
No, it's just it doesn't.
This show
like,
would have
that
never
didn't,
existed.
Yeah, that didn't matter. It was like, being funny was the only thing that I cared about.
I get that.
Yeah.
I had a bunch. I had like a friend of the family that would like take me out to that was so fucking awesome.
McDonald's.
When somebody would get you. You just like an adult would like break from the pattern your gay ass parents made you live in.
Uh-huh.
And they would take you to like, you know, get a bio yo. It was like my name day. Greek people love name days.
What's that?
It's like after your saint day. Because it's like, we're still, even though no one's religious, the culture is still very much based on like fucking Greek
Orthodoxy. That's what they would call it. They say it's your name day, and this guy would come over and it's find excuses to take Saab to McDonald's. Yeah. So they came up with something called name day.
Yeah. No, it's real.
A special holiday for Saab.
It wasn't me scheming as a little kid to get more McDonald's.
It's name day. That means it's Mickey D's time.
September 14th, baby, the day of the cross, because Stavros means cross in Greek.
Oh, wow.
So it's like a...
I got to add that to my calendar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
And call you for name
And I would like a gift.
Next year.
You get
3 days
gift.
After
what
9/11.
What day is September what? 14th.
Yeah.
Why is that day significant?
It's my name day.
No, I think that's somebody's birthday.
Who? It's my name day.
I can't remember. It's weird in your life.
It's like Rommel's birthday.
It's weird. Like, yeah. Like your life.
Desert Fox.
You eventually have so many birthdays in your head that it's like, they fucking all.
They meld
day.
Together.
Yeah, every day is like, it's somebody's birthday. Yeah.
I found out a good friend of mine, he was born on 11/2, the 2nd of November, and I'm 2/11. And we've been friends for like forever, and we just you know how you just don't know your male friends' birthdays ever.
I will never remember another man's birthday.
Yeah, and we found out late in life that it's literally the opposite. Here's some famous birthdays on September 14th: Amy Winehouse,
oh wow.
Lee Jun Suk. That's probably who you're thinking of, Nick.
Yeah, it's Lee Jun Suk's birthday.
Dmitry Medvedev.
I got some Lee and Jeans you can suk on right now.
Nas. Jimmy Butler, Sam Neill, that's a good one.
Into the mouth of madness.
Not that good.
He's putting
honestly.
His cock in there.
These aren't that good. Bunch of fucking motherfuckers I never heard of. Anyway, yeah, dude, I used to love that shit. But I got a yo-yo on my name day. Shouts out to my mom's friend, Olga.
Was it like with a sleeper?
Remember that era, dude? The
Remember
sleeper
when
walked the dog, the baby cradle. That was the only good trick I ever got where you like would fold it up in a triangle.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Back and forth. Rock the cradle.
Rock the cradle.
Hell yeah, dude. That was fucking sick. I got I think it was called the Cherry. Dude, going to East Point Mall for
Dunkin',
a day out.
Dunkin' was the brand, right?
There's a couple different competing brands.
Maybe I'm misremembering.
There was a kid, speaking of The Simpsons, there was a kid named George who hated Greek school because I had to go to Greek school 3 days a week after regular school.
Uh-huh.
And this kid hated it, and he had one of those little TVs with an antenna, and he literally watched The Simpsons. he got fucking thrown. He got his shit confiscated. A dumbass.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Grader.
What do you think you're going to do? Pull a TV out in
well,
class?
Well, he thought, I mean, because that's the thing. That's the kind of shit Bart would literally do.
Yeah.
He thought he was Bart. he was a little troublemaker.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
He got kicked out of class a bunch. And he had weird, like, sleepy eyes as a little kid.
Was he Chinese? Did he have FAS?
He was Greek.
Maybe he had FAS.
He might have.
Yeah.
He was Greek Chinese.
No, he was not Greek Chinese. Unfortunately, I didn't go to Greek school with any mixed Greek kids, which is something I hope to change.
Really? Yeah.
I hope to have a...
What race do you want to mix with?
Yeah, who's to say? I'm just open. Mm-hmm. We just got to stop making white people.
Right? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
It's got to look like the rave in Zion.
Absolutely.
Everyone's mixed.
Everyone's got to be a nice beige.
Yeah.
And how you got there doesn't really matter.
No.
But let's get beige.
Yep.
Let's get a bunch of... The end goal is Rashida Jones...
Tiger Woods.
And let's get there a little. Yeah. Tiger Woods. I don't know, dude. Or I would have just adopted a little fucking kid. Yeah. I do feel like
my goal is
kids,
to just breed out neurotypical people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It sounds so derogatory. What are you, neurotypical?
Yeah. You got to start going on a
neurobasic.
You got to start going on a Genghis Khan.
Yeah.
Just
dude,
start
Genghis
fucking.
Khan. I got to find some Mongol books.
Yeah.
That shit is awesome.
Yeah.
That motherfucker. And then their like system was so stupid. They would like go somewhere, fuck everybody up, take all the men, force them to be in the army, but then like make these like little like multi-ethnic or racial like army units.
Yeah.
And everything was just based around like the military.
Yeah.
But then you're thrown in with like 9 other guys that speak a different language.
Yeah, and have
a completely different culture. And you're only, they're like, okay, well, your land's gone.
Right.
But now you get to rape and pillage as much as you
we
want.
We raped your whores.
Yeah.
But now you get to... You want.
It's basically Quickstar.
Yeah.
Or Amway.
Yeah.
It's
Amway.
Yeah. It's a pyramid scheme.
And but if you don't agree, they kill you.
And he took over the entire fucking world.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Which is like horses and dumb hats.
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah. Did they build a city? I don't know. No. I mean, I know nothing about it.
I don't think
it.
So. I think, and that goes to show you just a clear, simple, concise plan.
Yeah.
Which is just fuck, no diplomacy.
Yeah.
No nothing. We are fucking you up.
Yeah.
We are getting as much pussy as we want.
Well, that's what's funny about
keep
the,
it moving.
There's like the alt-right, like, you know, like the Teutonic, guys who know what Teutonic means.
Right, right.
Because it's like their ancestors. It's like, did they do anything? It seems like they just got fucking like just wrecked constantly.
Yeah, they all that whole region was just like people taking turns wrecking each other.
Yeah, in Western Europe, I think the people that did the most, like, and again, I don't know.
We don't know anything, to be clear.
But the like, isn't like the Frankish Empire, which is just French faggots, and then one half of them became Germans.
That's the thing that always confused me about that. Everything's tribes, and it's like,
yeah,
it's before our modern conception of the countries. But I feel like the Vikings were doing some wild shit. But everybody,
the Vikings were back because there's a period. So like Rome falls in like 600 or something like that,
and the Vikings fucked their asses.
Yeah, in Northern Europe, but then in the south there is like the Frankish Empire.
I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder what Greece was up to at that time. Because that was before they got their asses fucked by the Ottomans. Fucking dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to learn about Greece's like whole fucking history. Because you know about all the fucking ancient shit. But
yeah, I feel
what
like...
What were we up to in the 700s?
I feel like they caught like a couple big L's.
Well, for sure. The Ottoman Empire. We got L's on top of L's. But that's how we got... Honestly,
the bottom... The Greek used to be called the Ottoman Empire.
No, it wasn't.
The bottom man.
No, in fact, thank you very much. They considered getting fucked in the ass gay, but you could fuck a man in the ass, and you were straight.
Well, that's everyone knows that.
Man empire.
Yeah, you would get made fun of if you were getting fucked. Because actually, what it was is you were as a little kid.
That's for kids.
Yeah, getting fucked.
That's childish.
That's child's play.
It's childish literally, to get fucked
in
the
ass. And they would make fun of you, and they would call you like literally. The insult would be you're being like a little kid. Like it would be like if we caught somebody playing with like Hot Wheels.
Yeah, you're being
that's
baby.
What getting fucked in the ass was like.
You're being baby right now.
Yeah, dude, what are you watching? What are you watching? Coco Melon and getting fucked in the ass?
What's Coco Melon?
It's like a baby show.
A Greek baby show?
No, just a regular baby show. I don't know.
Is it one of your favorites?
What's Coco Melon? We've never even heard of it. This is a baby show you watch?
It's a baby show. I don't watch it. I'm aware of it.
Because you're a baby?
No, some of my friends have children and they mention Coco Melon.
You should see.
I actually haven't seen
Stav's ears are going flat against the top of his head right now.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Humiliation.
Flat against the top of
his
head.
He's cherry red right now.
His ears are folding.
We're wearing headphones.
In self-defense.
You can't even see my ears.
He's got triangular ears on the top of his head.
I don't
have,
I do not have those.
One of them is winking.
That's not true.
The other one's flopping around.
I don't have little ears like a pig.
I don't even know what Coco Melon is, Oink.
I didn't say Oink.
I've never even watched one episode.
I've never seen it. I've heard about it. You guys are being fucked up right now.
Bad.
Again, egregious.
You guys are being fucked up. What are we going to eat breakfast after this?
Yeah, we're going to get a little cute brunch.
Should we go out for a breakfast?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, you should? Okay.
A New England breakfast?
No.
I was thinking we have a little snack, do episode fucking two, then we get a real proper.
Maybe we get a real lunch.
Get a real proper.
There's that burger place by here we didn't try last time.
I guess
time.
We got,
it's
we're
surely good.
Time, because you got that phone call with the chocolate factory.
No, it's not the chocolate factory.
It's just the chocolate factory.
Did you
with
see
Hershey
that?
Park.
Did you see that like at the end of that movie where he's like, I'm giving you the candy factory, and you were like, this is the luckiest boy of all time?
I was, honestly, no joke, I felt bad for Augustus Gloop.
Because
I was like, I literally thought like I might do some shit like
you
that
might
if
fall
I'm
in
a chocolate factory.
Fall in the river? Wait, he fell in the river?
Because he was eating everything.
Yeah, he was eating everything.
Or wait, was that the bitch, the blueberry bitch? I felt bad for her.
Violet Beauregard?
Because it's like, come on, man, you can't take kids in a fucking chocolate factory and not expect them to have a little fucking
treat. Yeah, he was acting like those kids were being,
he was
acting out of pocket.
He was being out of pocket.
They were being brats, though.
True, true.
And Charlie was poor.
And I would
That's
be respectful.
He had humility.
And don't get me wrong, I would have been respectful, but I can't guarantee that I wouldn't have had a little fucking candy on the sneak.
Did both of your grandparents sleep in the same bed?
And no.
All four of them?
In fact, my paternal grandparents didn't share a bed at all. They were like roommates. They straight up hated each other.
That's kind of
Yeah,
chill.
I've told the story before, but it's like it was an arranged marriage.
Oh yeah, the guy from the island.
It was an arranged marriage. Yeah, my fucking grandfather Stavros again. My hoarder that used to love going through the trash for good stuff. Who was a good guy, don't get me wrong. He would like fucking get homeless people meals and shit, and he would just like he would like
from the trash.
No, you know, from the fucking a gyro costs a euro.
It's like when you feed an animal grass. Yeah. Ever do that? You pull the grass out in front of its face and you hand it to it.
But you feel like you're being a good guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you trick it.
I had a whole afternoon with a turtle doing that once. Just a little, right in front of its face, just handing it, and it's like so grateful.
Thank you. But yeah, they were like, it was an arranged marriage, and nobody wanted to marry my grandfather.
Mm-hmm. And so he was unfuckable.
I don't know what it was, actually. He was
the unfuckable Stavros Halkias.
Yeah, which does not run in the bloodline. Thank you very much.
It'll be a good TV show.
The unfuckable Stavros Halkias. Yeah. I'm like Kimmy Schmidt. Mm-hmm. I would love to fuck Kimmy Schmidt. Anyway, they went.
If you're listening, the bitch who plays Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah,
she's
what's
a racist.
Is she?
Didn't she get in trouble for racism?
Oh, she was the queen of the
Klan.
She was
in the like KKK, the St. Louis KKK debutante ball. That's so funny, dude.
Well, she did dry blowjobs, so she gets the pass.
That was a great. That was
a very good vid.
That's a
early internet.
Early internet fucking Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Derek Comedy. They were fucking awesome. What are those guys up to? I mean, I know
Donald Glover.
Donald Glover's famous. What are the other guys up to? What are those guys' names?
I
can
don't
see their faces.
The rest of them.
What the fuck is that one guy's name? They're blonde guy with long hair and the little guy?
Thomas Penis.
Thomas Penis, yeah.
And Penis Aquinas.
I think they have a sketch show at the UCB East, which is now closed.
Mm-hmm. And it's something else now, right?
Once a month.
It's like cavernous vagina or something.
It's the pussy hole.
The vagina cavern.
The vagina cavern. Yeah. So burgers, or should I whip up some eggs real fast?
I guess if you got that call,
I gotta call at one.
Yeah,
then so we can roll through. Take a, I mean, you know.
Yeah, we're running short on.
We're not running short.
We're running
doing
short
good
on time.
We're really not, because we'll be done this by.
I don't mean to be the time faggot here.
No, listen. We'll be done in 15.
What the hell is this? What is that plan?
It'll be 10:35. It'll be 10:35, and then we do another one at around.
You're listening to the scheduling show. Logistics.
The logistics. Because the plan was always bop out to fast as hell.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very generous break.
Yeah, we watched.
Were
two, we entourage?
Where we have
entourage?
A couple entourage. We have lunch. We have a couple entourage.
I was actually driving up here and remembering that you just started Entourage and that I was excited to watch Entourage.
Yeah, dude. They're about to go to New York and start Queens Boulevard.
Oh, my. You have,
so let's
get. They build Queens
the
Boulevard.
The
on
places
show?
The places you will go.
Let's
my
watch
friend.
The Queens Boulevard. Let's
you
see.
Have so much.
Let's watch the ones
honestly,
I'm just on.
It feels like.
They build Queens Boulevard.
They don't. There's a movie. You
no,
never seen
movie.
Entourage?
Billy Walsh directs.
I've never watched Entourage.
No, he didn't have.
Cable. Really?
Never once. I've never
it's
seen
good.
A single episode.
Let's watch the episodes I'm on.
We should watch it. It's the best show.
Or ever. Let's watch Banshee. You guys ever seen Banshee?
Banshee.
Hold on one second.
Bosch. Coming up on Bosch.
Nah, Bosch rules, but I just watched it. Banshee, you guys ever seen that show?
I need to detect your dick. I need to detect your pussy.
I need to detect your pussy.
Get your pussy out, bitch. I need to detect it.
Yeah, dude, Bosch fucking rules. But no, Banshee's about a guy who... He poses as a sheriff. He's an ex-con that poses as a sheriff.
Mm-hmm. You need the sheriff
like
your pussy
blue
with the
streak
town.
Situation.
To get his bitch back, who has a new identity. They got caught stealing diamonds.
This is what Bosch is about?
No, this is
this sounds
Banshee.
Very complicated.
Oh. It's very simple. It's
what's,
very
what was
simple.
That show, Low Winter Penis?
Yeah.
What was that about? Or Lonesome Penis?
Lonesome Dove?
Lonesome Cum with
I've never seen it.
Robert Duvall.
Robert Duvall, huh?
Yeah.
What might he say in that show?
You gotta suck it down low. You gotta suck a dick slow.
Slow, I'm sorry, slow.
You understand? You can't just. All the bull says, why don't we go down there and we suck a dick slow?
Yeah, dude, Banshee's fucking sick. There's tits in it every episode.
Mm-hmm. What is it? It's cable?
It was on Cinemax. It was a Cinemax original.
Wow. Yeah.
She put a gun to my head and Banshee sucked my dick.
Banshee.
Banshee.
Yeah. It's about a day laborer getting raped at gunpoint.
She put a gun to my head and Banshee sucked my dick.
And Banshee fucked my ass.
And Banshee fucked me in my asshole.
And Banshee sucked my dick. And Banshee make me suck another guy's dick.
Coming up on Banshee.
And Banshee fucked my mouth. And Banshee called me a bitch.
Yeah, that's a really fucking good show.
Yeah.
Banshee.
I would like, Banshee fucked my ass.
I would like to see that.
Banshee make me put on a dress. Banshee put makeup on me and call me girl.
Yeah, dude. There's an Amish guy that gets pussy in it. There's an Amish drug lord in Banshee proper. It's a small town.
Uh-huh.
But then there's also a Russian mafia guy from New York City whose daughter, our titular character, actually not titular,
her
our
name's
main character.
Banshee?
I'm sorry, I used the word titular wrong.
Yeah, you were thinking about tits.
Well, you got Adam started. He knows what the word means.
He knows what the
it's
word
one of the
oh,
words.
That's that, what does that mean?
I think if you juxtapose that word.
How about this? The titular setting. Because it's the town of Banshee, Pennsylvania.
Oh.
And it's a small Amish community.
Central PA.
In central PA, yes.
They got people doing crank and stuff?
Yes, absolutely.
Nice.
Absolutely.
What's that town in PA that's just got gas coming out of the ground? Centralia? You ever see that shit?
Really?
There's a town in PA that's just like ruined because they like...
Because of fracking?
They did something too much, but you like there's just holes in the ground with poisonous gas leaking out. So the town's just like abandoned.
That sucks.
Yeah.
There's, I mean...
Which is probably the most... Pennsylvania's a great state.
Yeah.
It's fucked up in a way that's very unique.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got their own little fucking vibe.
Two cities.
Because it's on the East Coast, but it is like just like
Midwest.
Shitty Midwestern kind of place.
Well, it's 100%. Got like one side is West Virginia and the other side is New Jersey.
Jersey. That's true.
Yeah.
That's absolutely motherfucking true.
Yeah.
So you got fucking East Coast fucking.
Oh!
Yeah, you got
on one side.
You got some
got
Paisano.
Then you got
wise guy type.
Yeah, Centralia is a borough near Ghost Town in Columbia County, Pennsylvania.
A near ghost town.
In 1980, the population declined from 1,000 in 1980 to 5 residents in 2017 because of a coal mine
fire.
A coal mine fire has been burning beneath the borough since 1962.
That sounds fake, dude.
Yeah.
That sounds fucking
five weird. Guys.
So there's just a fire underneath the town, and it just leaks like poisonous gas.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, dude. It's so fucking weird when they have those, like, you see those videos and they turn on their water and then they just put a match and it's fucking on fire.
Uh-huh.
Their water is on fire. That shit looks fucking metal as hell. I'm not going to lie.
That's badass. But I wish we had fire water in New York.
That would be fucking sick. I don't know. I don't give a fuck, actually. It's not that metal. It looks metal, but it doesn't make me want to scream death metal shit.
No.
Yeah, so anyway, Banshee's really fucking cool. You guys should see a couple episodes.
Well, we probably will. Let's
try that out. There's breasts in it in every episode, and the main guy, you guys see The Boys? You ever see that show?
No.
It's good. The main guy from The Boys is the main guy in this, and he's fucking sick. And also half the acting is dog shit, but he's really good.
Yeah.
I can't say enough good things about this show, man. It's real. I was
How did
done,
you happen upon it?
I was done watching Bosch.
Yeah. You crushed Bosch.
I crushed Bosch. It was
Fact.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a Bosch spinoff coming in where he's a detective.
Now I kind of want to rewatch Wanda.
What's Wanda?
It's a movie.
Who's in it? A Fish Called Wanda?
It's a bitch. Barbara Loden?
Hell yeah, dude.
This old man. This old man in a shitty town.
That movie's sad.
Wanda?
Yeah.
I don't want to watch something sad, dude.
It's
oh,
very
great. I search Wanda and what comes up is this fucking bullshit.
WandaVision?
WandaVision. And it's like, it's Scarlet Witch, Wanda Maximoff. What? How about this? Wanda Sug Me Off.
Yeah.
I would love to get sucked off by the Olsen with the big titties.
No, apparently there's like nothing there anymore. There used to be houses, but now it's all. It's just not. They bulldozed everything, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
You know what I want? What I want to go to is Chernobyl.
No.
That town?
Yeah, I want to go there and go paintballing.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, can you do that?
That would be fucking sick.
That would be sick.
I mean, like, what harm could it do to me? I smoke cigarettes.
A lot of harm, actually.
I take vitamins.
A lot of harm.
I'm balanced.
It could really fuck your shit up.
I think that's just a theory that radiation hurts you.
Really?
I don't think it's like...
Okay. Was it like, all, you know, until, science until or theory?
Until we knew how like germs worked, everyone thought it was like miasma.
Yeah.
I think radiation is the same thing. They're like, oh, it's fucking ions.
Holy fuck. Real quick.
What?
I always said that Elizabeth Olsen, it's like, they were like, we need to make an Olsen twin with big tits.
Yeah.
And it was a smart move by Hollywood.
Yeah, that was very clever.
And it was. But I'm looking up Elizabeth Olsen nude right now, and her tits are bigger than I even thought.
Yeah, she has nice
She was ones. An old boy. These are some great tits. Which, by the way, a retarded idea to remake Old Boy, but here she is getting plowed by...
Josh Brolin.
Josh Brolin. And these titties are fucking monumental. So good on her.
Let me see.
Congratulations.
I'm going to take nice, under long room my glasses.
This is kind of like a... collage, mm-hmm. But you can flip through. There's some closer ups.
Breast collage.
They're like much nicer than I thought they'd be. What do you think? What do you think about her titties?
Nice pair of
titties. Nice pair.
Kind
right?
of the standard issue, I feel.
But a little bit bigger than a standard, I would say. And you know what? The size and shape. Like, look at that little fucking
side. They're
very side.
Round and shape.
The side. Yeah. The side. It's a great shape. Damn. Did you think she got fake yitties? If she did, they're pretty well done.
Now I'm just looking at pictures of Chernobyl. You know what I love? I remember there was one night, I think me and you did a bunch of blow, and for whatever reason I had to rush home and look at pictures of that abandoned ground effect vehicle they keep on the Caspian Sea, the Russians.
I don't know what that is.
A chronoplan or whatever.
Chronoplan?
Yeah.
Oh, man, this is some good stuff. I would love to fucking
this thing. Look at this big, this fucking guy. They just keep this on the Caspian.
Wow.
This giant plane.
Oh, that's sick, dude.
The Russians have. And I'm just like chewing on my lips.
I've got to look at these pigs.
How much? It was like 7 o'clock in the morning. The sun's coming up. I'm like, I got to look at pictures of that plane.
How much do you want to ride that thing?
I got to see this thing again.
Oh, man. There's some good stuff here. A lot of good, just kind of going down a rabbit hole here of
women's breasts.
Women's breasts in movies.
Oh, damn. This is just last year.
What is?
Because they moved it. It was like docked somewhere.
Alice Eve? Who the fuck is this? Her tits are awesome, too. Nah, they're not as good as... Honestly, they're not as good as the Olsen girl's tits, but...
Elizabeth?
Alice Eve. I don't know who that is.
That doesn't even sound like a real actress.
Yeah, I don't know. I think she's in some... I don't know what she's in, but... yeah. What were we talking about? Wanda Sykes.
Yeah, Wanda Sykes, of course.
The movie Drowning Mona.
Drowning Mona?
Remember that?
No.
No.
With Danny DeVito and I think... Bette Midler.
Oh, fuck.
Damn.
Bette.
I'd love to see them. Fuck.
That would be too much. I wouldn't like to see that. Actually, I would like to see Danny fuck.
It would be very funny.
That would be awesome. Do you ever catch a fucking glimpse? Sometimes I got a big mirror in my bedroom because I wanted to open up the space.
Yeah.
But if you're getting your dick sucked standing up, which I like to do from time to time.
Hands at the hips?
Hands at the hip. One on the hand, one on the head, one on the hips. You know what I'm saying?
Like a Greek statue.
Yeah. But I catch a fucking glimpse of my face while I'm fucking, and I'm just like, I cannot believe women like fuck me.
Yeah.
I look so hilarious.
I'm disappointed in
you. No, because I'm all sweaty, so my hair is like at the top matted and on the sides like winging out. It's just like my mustache is, you know, glistening from pussy juice. I look hilarious. Yeah. I'm just like making like a, yeah. like a mean face because I'm just like, yes, I love getting my dick sucked in a major way and I'm enjoying myself. And then I take a glimpse and I'm like, damn, hilarious that women bust to these kinds of faces.
Mm.
Or in a hotel and you'll catch a glimpse of where you're just like mid stroke and you're just like, ah,
yeah,
so funny. I would like, it would be funny to watch almost everyone fuck. I don't think anyone fucks in a way where you're like, now that's.
Yeah.
Now that's good. Now that's nice.
Yeah.
Porn is, that's, I have even more respect
for even the way they shoot porn. It's like they don't have, like, fuck naturally. You have to, like, you have to, like, lean so you can see your dick, like, the cameraman.
Dick and pussy, yeah.
Like, you know, in real life, you're not like, does that work?
It's fucking for the screen.
Yeah.
You have to have extra dick to be maneuverable.
Yeah. Because
if I had to give up a centimeter,
no,
we're
you
out,
have to
we're
get
out
deep
of business. If I have if I have to just lean in a certain theatrical way, there's I can fucking, like, you know, I got my go-tos, but if I have to do something cinematic,
like a kind of a Captain Morgan one leg up,
I'll fuck like that. Sure,
yeah.
I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good way to fuck. Yeah. Actually, you get a little fucking, but.
No.
So I have respect for them, but it is fake the way they fuck, you know?
Yeah, that's what I say to all my girls. I say, you know, sex is actually very different from what they make it look like.
That's what I say to all my girls.
That's what I say to all my bitches.
That's what you say to
my daughters I have sex with.
That's what you say to the whole the team, the whole roster of whores.
I can't wait to be a girl dad.
What a chore sometimes. What a chore.
Yeah, well, we got bacon to fucking cook up, folks.
Sorry, look, this was our fault for not, we didn't have any coffee before doing this.
No, dude, don't stop apologizing. I don't like the mind frame you're getting in.
Okay.
There's no apology.
We got to do four today.
Okay, you know what?
Minimum. And this is not how we start the day off.
Hear no evil, see no evil.
It's in and out.
Yeah.
You're thinking the wrong way, brother. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, folks, and have a good Thanksgiving. Or you just had Thanksgiving, and we hope it was good.
And we give thanks for you.
We give thanks for you.